This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jim Corey, Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. He's also the author of the book, Assume the Position. We want to get his thoughts on what law enforcement can and can't do if, in fact, Arizona is allowed to implement the new law cracking down on illegal immigrants in the state. And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We keep hearing this debate over profiling, racial profiling. Everyone seems to admit that there's some sort of profiling that goes on with law enforcement, or else how do you track down suspects? But what's the line, and where do you think it ought to be drawn?
Well, first of all, I think the use of the word racial profiling is a misnomer. Unless you're just using the ethnicity or race of a suspect. But criminal profiling was developed by the FBI. Local law enforcement got involved in it when they sent officers to the FBI National Academy, which is in Quantico, Virginia, and they would learn the process of putting together a profile. The original profile was for a serial killer, which indicated a white male. Among other criteria. And then they developed one for drug traffickers. They developed one for other classifications of crime. And that's how local law enforcement basically became accustomed to using criminal profiling. Originally, it started with the behavioral science unit of the FBI. I know they've changed the name of it, but originally that's where local law enforcement officers were taught profiling. And it's a useful tool. I mean, most law enforcement agencies throughout the world use it. And a good case in point is the Israelis. The Israeli law enforcement and security people are trained in profiling. They're trained in transactional analysis. I mean, by that I mean they are able to interview someone, and based on physical characteristics, for example, eye contact and other things, they're able to tell when someone is being deceptive or suspected of being deceptive. So that is basically what the police, I believe, will be using in Arizona. They're going to be trained the same way as ICE personnel. That's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people. In fact, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's in Maricopa County, Arizona, he had sent his officers, his sheriff's deputies, to the training center in Glencoe, Virginia, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, where they were taught how to use the same methods that are used by the feds in going after illegal immigrants.
We're talking with Jim Corey of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. And Jim, so walk us through what the likely confrontation would be like. Will you most likely see law enforcement officers stopping people for other perceived offenses and then following up on their status as a result of running plates and running driver's license and that sort of thing? Or how do you expect this to go down in the typical scenario?
Sure. They will probably use traffic stops, routine traffic stops for whatever, traffic violation. And at that point, they are permitted to ask for identification. Now, Arizona is at a disadvantage because thanks to Jenna Napolitano, illegal aliens in Arizona can get driver's licenses. She talked out of both sides of her mouth when she was the governor there. On the one hand, she declared a state of emergency where she put 54 National Guard troops on the border. This was during the Bush administration. And then on the other hand, she signed legislation that gave illegal aliens driver's licenses. So they're at a little disadvantage because usually in most states, for example, I live in New Jersey, if someone has a driver's license, that means that they had to show proof of citizenship in order to get that, or proof that they are in the country legally using a green card. Arizona is at a disadvantage when it comes to these routine traffic stops.
Then, of course, there's the probable cause discussion, and that can relate to any infraction of the law, of course. What would be some sort of activity, though, that police might look for in terms of suspecting that a person might not be here legally?
Well, usually what you have is situations where groups of illegal aliens will wait, and it happens here in New Jersey, where you will have Latinos who are congregating in one spot waiting to be picked up, and usually their trucks or vans, they're waiting to be taken to their jobs, especially where you have agriculture. So that would apply to the reasonable suspicion that if you have a bunch of congregating people and you see them being picked up in pickup trucks and vans, that there's something going on as far as illegal immigration.
We're talking with Jim Corey, the National Association of Chiefs of Police. Last question before we let you go, Jim. You have a tale of two sheriffs, it seems like, in Arizona. Obviously, there's many more than that, but for years you've had Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County, who you mentioned, who has basically been trying to enforce the law, even though no other entity's been trying to do it. Now you have another sheriff in Pima County, Arizona, Clarence Dupnik, I believe is his name, who says he doesn't like this law. He thinks it's unconstitutional, so he's just not going to follow it. What is generally the response if law enforcement officials won't enforce a law that's been passed into law?
Well, you know, sheriffs are politicians. They have to be elected to their position. So they're going to go along with whatever they think their constituents want. I mean, that's the nature of politics. As far as police chiefs, I think they are divided. You do have some police chiefs, most of them working for Democratic administrations, who are opposed to enforcing immigration law. And then you have police chiefs who are for having their officers trained properly and enforcing immigration law, especially when it comes to arresting someone who happens to be an illegal alien. There is more that can be done because they are illegal aliens than if they're just a suspect who's an American citizen. You have the option of calling the feds who will deport that person.
Jim, it's going to be fascinating to watch, especially if the federal government tries to intervene here. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Corey, Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. His book is Assume the Position. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.